This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Narendra Modi government has brought unprecedented changes in the health sector in the last 10 years through various schemes, inaugurating the newly constructed building of K.K. Patel and Madhuben K. Patel Nursing College at Guzaria in Mehsana district of Gujarat. Mr. Shah said many poor patients of the nearby villages will be benefited from the increased facilities in this nursing college. He said that 60 crore citizens of the country are taking advantage of the Ayushman Bharat scheme. During the last 10 years, the number of AIIMS have increased from 7 to 23. Mr. Shah, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, is also scheduled to attend several other events in Ahmedabad and Mehsana. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said that the whole country is proud of the sacrifice and dedication of the brave soldiers. Mr. Nadda today met the soldiers of Army, ITBP, SSBP in Pithoragarh, the border district of Uttarakhand, and thanked the soldiers for the success of Operation Sindoor. During this, he also took information about the weapons, equipment and other defence resources deployed in the defence of the border. The Union Minister is on a two-day visit to Pithoragarh. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has announced that 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with key nations under Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. In a social media post, Mr. Rijiju shared the list of MPs and delegations representing this united front. The 7 groups comprising 59 members of parliament will visit a total of 32 countries. Each delegation will have a retired diplomat also. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a fire tragedy in Gulzar House in Hyderabad, Telangana, that claimed 17 lives. In a social media post, Mr. Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of the kin of each deceased, and while the injured will be given 50,000 rupees each. Telangana state government also announced an ex gratia of 5 lakh rupees each to the kin of the deceased in the fire accident. Deputy Chief Minister Bhatti Vikramark announced this after visiting the mortuary at Usmania General Hospital where the bodies were kept. Chief Minister Revant Reddy directed the officials to take all measures to provide assistance to the affected people. Union Coal Mines Minister G. Kishan Reddy visited the incident site and assured all assistance to the affected families. 17 persons, including 8 children and 6 women, were killed when a fire broke out on the ground floor plus 2 stories of a building at Gulzar House area near the historic Char Minar in Hyderabad this morning. Director General of Police Dr. Jitendra said initial reports indicate that there might have been a short circuit which caused the fire and 8 people lost their lives from suffocation. The remaining succumbed to their injuries while being treated. In Maharashtra, 8 people, including the factory owner and members of a worker's family, died in a fire that broke out early this morning at a tile manufacturing unit in the MIDC industrial area at Akkalkot Road in Solapur district. The blaze started around 3:30 a.m. at the central textile mill and continued until late evening. A short circuit is suspected to have caused the fire. Further investigations are underway. In Maharashtra, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has appealed for synchronization of ICAR and other stakeholders in agriculture for achieving the goal of one nation, one agriculture and one team. Mr. Chauhan was interacting with farmers from Vidarbha region at a stakeholder consultation on Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan at Suresh Bhatt Auditorium in Nagpur. Mr. Chauhan said government is committed for bridging the gap between lab and land. Mr. Chauhan, while emphasizing on increasing the farm production, said the clean plant program is being implemented to ensure pure and disease-free nursery plants.
पूरे देश के लिए क्लीन प्लांट प्रोग्राम उसके लिए पूरी लैब हम जो बनाने वाले हैं वो पुणे में बनाने वाले हैं उसका शुभारंभ हम करने वाले हैं जल्दी वहां बिल्कुल प्लांट की हर तरह से हम ट्रेस करेंगे कि आया कहां से कहां बना और उसी समय अगर कोई रोग है तो पता चल जाएगा कि आज लगा रहे हो तो इसमें फलानी चीज है इस वायरस के ये खतरे होंगे बड़े होंगे
In IPL cricket, chasing a target of 220 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals were 191 for 5 in 18.3 overs at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.